This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are not high. Well, maybe we are. We're high on life. But no pills or extraordinary things. Although, what did I see? When we were talking about Chaka Khan earlier. Hello. I'm Doug. There's Jen in Victoria. Kara's at the controls of the studio in Washington. So Chaka Khan is going into rehab because she's in the same sort of shape as Prince was and felt that his lesson being taught was to be observed, and she's doing something about it, putting herself in. But we were all trying to figure out what it was that hurt on her, although she's overweight. What is there that is... Does anybody know what she's treating herself for?
That she's on fentanyl. I haven't found anything about a surgery, but usually it's prescribed after a surgery, which is how it happened with Prince. So maybe she had some sort of a surgery some years ago.
Coming up in a few minutes, a thorough examination of TWA Flight 800 20 years ago this month. That 747 crashed almost on takeoff off a Long Island Sound. It's been something that I have talked about. It's one of these things that so bothered me. I can still vividly remember waking up. I happened to be out here, as a matter of fact, at the time. That morning after, I think it was July the 26th, 1996, and seeing the plane or the remains of the plane in the water off of Long Island, and then the whole business of what happened, the cover-up, and this fellow, Jack Cashel, has done a great service for all of us, and we're going to talk to him in a few minutes about what he found out.
Truly, Dougie, I never knew it was a government cover-up until I started working with you, and you went, oh, this is the government. Yeah. Had no idea, and he calls this one of the greatest cover-ups, like, since JFK.
I don't know this guy from Adam. I never heard of him before. I think Richie, as a matter of fact, found him.
Actually.
Found him. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
He sent a pitch. I was like, oh, Doug would love this one.
Yeah, right. I do want to have this. Meanwhile, the big news from Framingham today is that the Board of Health is going to have a hearing about free-range chickens. And so I started reading that.
Should be thrilling.
And I said, just before we went on the air, I said to Kara, to Victoria and Jennifer, but Kara too, that we were having a board of chickens. We're going to have I just turned it around. But the silliest things happen. It's still, even though I'm in a suburban community, I still love the fact that there are animals and things that are coming before. These people don't know what to do because more and more people in town want to have chickens or goats, sheep, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to go before the Board of Health to get a permit. And I keep telling people to come around to see me, don't bother, just put them in your backyard. So the guy who's the chairman of the Board of Health at the last hearing on one of these things said, is it true that you were told by someone, because I had told him, the chairman of the board, that I told the guy, don't go, don't bother to go before him, you don't need
Uh-oh.
To. So he said,
are you now in trouble with the chicken police?
No. He said, did you get told not to bother to come to us? And the guy said sheepishly, yes, sir, one of the people that I talked to. And he laughed. And that is the guy in the Board of Health. Because they don't know anything about him, so how can you regulate something you don't know anything about? Leave him alone. Let him have his chickens. But
you know, Dougie, that was an extraordinary story.
What
a nugget. You're like, funny, a nugget joke. My dog, we call my dog Nugget, so I kind of, I was looking at him, and I was like, huh, that's funny. Like, I chuckled.
Anyway.
Don't be divisive, Doug. Don't try to separate the girls.
Okay, yeah. Would never do that.
Let's separate.
So Congress this week is going to send to the president legislation which will combat heroin and painkiller abuse. And that was one of the reasons I brought up the Chaka Khan thing again, because there is this big argument or this whole business back and forth about what we do regarding this national problem. It really is. And I know the legislation, I don't see how legislation fixes it, frankly. I think what fixes it is education. And I don't see any of that
also,
in this bill.
I mean, with celebrities, think about, I mean, the prescription drug thing is huge, but with celebrities, think about how many people we've lost. I mean, there has to be some lessons, and that's one of the things that could carry over for people that are addicted. I mean, when you see Prince die, when you see Whitney Houston die, when you see Michael Jackson die, if you start telling those stories, I mean, maybe, like Chaka Khan, somebody will get the message and go, God, I don't want that to be me. But, man, how do you legislate something that's not legal in the first place? I mean, it's already illegal to do these drugs, so what are you supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good question.
Well,
right,
it turns out Chaka Khan and her sister are both going to rehab together to support each other for the same problem. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it'll work.
In a moment, we're going to meet Jack Cashel, who is the author of TWA 800, The Crash, The Cover-Up, and The Conspiracy. I think you'll find this extraordinarily compelling. That's up next here.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
How can a sweet little fruit gummy help you live digestively? Ultimate Flora Probiotic Gummies put the ultimate natural digestive support to work inside you to help you feel a little lighter, a little more you. And if raspberry lemonade's a little more you, feel bubbly in a good way with Ultimate Flora Probiotic Fizzy Drink Mix. Ultimate Flora Probiotic Gummies and Fizzy Drink Mix, two great ways to live digestively, deliciously. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love. Because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target. So you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
I love getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried thecompanystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
15 after the hour, Jack Cashel is the author of this book in our focus, TWA 800. He has a PhD from Purdue, has written for lots of magazines, done a lot of investigating. When I saw this, it was so compelling to me, Jack, because I believe, and I've been saying this on the air for the 20 years since this happened, that this was nothing short of a cover-up. They never came out and said what the cause was. They didn't even really come out and say what it wasn't. I think I knew early on, or I felt very strongly very early on, about the laser story. What piqued your interest? Why did you decide to go down this street and check this out?
You know, Doug, I got started in an odd way, and that is I was at I live in Kansas City, which is the home of TWA historically.
Yep.
And I attended an event at which James Sanders spoke. He was the first reporter in on this to try to get at the truth, for which he and his wife Elizabeth were arrested and convicted of conspiracy, mm-hmm. as was the pilot who was their source within the investigation. And when I met Elizabeth, I said to myself, if the federal government is going to arrest someone this sweet, this kind, this nice, merely for introducing her husband, who's a reporter, to a pilot who's working the investigation, I thought there must be something more to the story than I originally thought there was. And that's begun like a 15-year quest to get at the truth, and we're there.
What did you know or think about the FBI? I can see the guy's face, but I can't remember his name, who was the lead investigator.
Jim Kallstrom.
Kallstrom, you know, right.
Right. When he got to Long Island that night, and the FBI seized control of the investigation. They did it illegally, but at least they did it publicly. What I've since learned, and in fact I learned this only recently because we just unearthed a treasure trove of CIA documents, is that the CIA also got involved on day one, and in reality, they seized control of the investigation from the FBI. Mm-hmm. Now, what the CIA was doing involved in this is another story. I mean, it makes no sense other than to their role from day one, as the memos clearly show, was to discredit the 750 eyewitnesses who had spoken to the FBI.
And by the way, this event is what destroyed, along with Carl, what's his face?
Icahn. Carl Icahn.
These two events destroyed what I believe was, for my money at the time, the best American airline, the greatest, the most traditional. I loved a TWA. And it really bothered me that all the things that happened to it happened the way they did. What was the most surprising thing that you learned as you dug around in this that people would be shocked to hear?
I would say in the last 15 years it's this. By the way, just for a quick recap for those who don't know, this plane was shot down off the coast of Long Island.
Right.
And
took
a view of thousands of people.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it so astonishing, the enormity of this cover-up. I mean, just the very size of it.
Yeah. I talk about it so much, I forget the audience isn't as close to it as I am. So, yeah, TWA-800 had taken off from JFK on its way to Paris. Plane had come in from Athens the day before. They turn them around, clean them up, put them up there, and they wanted to have you believe that the plane blew up because there was some spark next to the fuel tank, which was the biggest load of manure. I mean, there's things like that, and they just don't happen.
They never happened before, and they haven't happened since.
No.
Here's the most shocking thing, Doug, and that's a good question, and I'll walk you through this. In 1995, the Deputy Attorney General, Jamie Gorelick, wrote a memo called The Wall. It's often called Gorelick's Wall. That wall prevented the CIA and the FBI from collaborating on national security issues. So in 2004, before the 9/11 Commission, one person after another says, he's asked, why did we allow September 11th to happen? They said the FBI and the CIA couldn't cooperate because of the wall. Well, as we know now, in 1996, Jamie Gorelick oversaw the collaboration of the FBI and the CIA on the subversion of the TWA-800 investigation.
Yeah.
In 97, she's rewarded for her performance with the most plum job in Washington, a job for which she has no experience. She's made vice chairman of Fannie Mae. Over the next 6 years, she'll make $25 million. Not bad for a lawyer with no experience.
Yeah.
In 2004, in an act of patriotism, she steps down to take a position on a 9/11 commission. Hmm. It's left for John to point out, he says, we've been talking about the wall for the last few weeks. It falls on me to tell you that the author of that wall memo is sitting on the 9/11 commission.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. That's not an inside job.
It was for the same reason, and that's why the information is so relevant today, because there are all kinds of cover-ups. The government has control of so much information, and that's, I think, one of the many things that comes out of this book. TWA 800, The Crash, The Cover-Up, and The Conspiracy, written by Jack Cashel. Information that I wanted you to have in here. That's why he was with us for this discussion, which will be podcast 21 after the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
And the stars are ever stop. The only answer to the problem is people. Loving people. That's the enemy of everything is evil. Ain't no
everything is evil. The enemy for everything is evil. People loving people. Garth Brooks, who sang this song, and lots of others. Thousands of people attended his Yankee Stadium concerts over the weekend. He said, quote, "I'm always scared to death to come into this town because I worry that just being myself isn't going to be enough."
It is, Garth. Trust me. Uh-huh. I just saw him last weekend. This world tour that he is on, I think it's world tour. He went to Canada. Yeah. It's just, it's incredible. The energy that he still possesses is just amazing. And he sings all of the hits. He doesn't give you any of the deep album stuff that only he likes. Yeah. I mean, it's what you want a concert to be. And I think, I don't know if I told you guys on the air, but each ticket, Dougie, at least the general admission seats, are just a price. So it's $80. You're not paying, you know, a bazillion dollars, which is... He could charge. He could charge a lot of money.
Yeah. The entire concert was like a big sing-along, according to people who were there. The Jumbotrons ran the lyrics of all of his songs as he was singing them.
That's really cool. Did he do that in Vegas, Jen?
No, but you know what? The crowd there didn't need him. I mean, people knew every single song.
Yeah. He also addressed the violence in Orlando and Dallas, said, quote, "It's the same statement as with what happened in Orlando or Paris, we've got to love one another. That's what it's all about. That's the song. Thanks for treating me like one of you," he said as he walked off the stage. "Let's enjoy our differences, realize that they are our strength." He ended the show by singing Billy Joel's Piano Man, which I wouldn't have been surprised if Billy Joel was in the audience and he went up to sing it with him, frankly. Two, I think, equals in the music world. I would consider them to be equals, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I think Garth Brooks is the top-selling artist of all time, isn't he?
Yeah, sells lots of stuff.
Maybe. That sounds about right. He said he has new music coming out this fall. How long has it been since he's had a new album?
All right, also in the musical news today, the Red Hot Chili Peppers were mistaken for Metallica at the main airport in Belarus. Sounds like a hot spot. The band members were good enough sports to sign some of their memorabilia that were given to him by the people at the airport. Here's a Metallica album. Here, sign your name.
Yeah.
Right.
We posted a really funny picture of him signing Metallica stuff on Instagram, and he said, we tried to convince them that we weren't Metallica and they weren't having it.
Yeah.
So
at
we had to sign our names.
Had fun with it, you know?
Yeah.
No, good thing to do. All right, next up musically, this is the story of an animated short designed at raising awareness about things like the importance of eating organic food, the dangers of bad food that comes from factory farms. Chipotle has released a love story which tells the take, or basically has a take on two people running independent juice stands who are forced to join together to fight commercial juice companies. The Backstreet Boys perform on this short.
Well, it's their song, but they're being covered by Brittany Howard from Alabama Shakes and My Morning Jacket's frontman, Jim James.
Why don't they just use the Backstreet Boys version?
Because traditionally in these Chipotle little short things, they have someone cover a famous song.
Yeah.
So Willie Nelson covered a Coldplay song when he did the when he sang on the animated short about factory farming and the problems with factory farming.
So why is Chipotle doing this?
They would just have, this is part of their outreach program that they want to raise awareness for the importance of eating organic and the importance of knowing
how does it help them correct their image that's been a problem the past year or so.
Well, the video got over 4 million views as soon as it was posted.
That'll
this weekend.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, well, there you go. 4 million is not a bad deal. I don't think Chipotle is bad. We had dinner in there recently. It's a clean and, you know, well-run establishment. Bing, bang, boom, you're in. You get the food, and you're I always give you too much to eat. That I noticed.
Yeah, big serving. That is true.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return, guaranteed safe? I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe. commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells of your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the radio with people in the news, starting with Elizabeth Holmes. How many people know who Elizabeth Holmes is? Raise your hands, please.
We do.
She's my homie.
She is not having a good day today. She didn't have a good weekend because on Friday, this lady who was the CEO of a company called Theranos, T-H-E-R-A-N-O-S, she founded this company. She came up with the idea of a new blood test, which just required a little sort of pinprick in your finger and all the information that was necessary and was better than, according to her and the research, having 5 vials of blood taken out of your vein. You can find out with her process, at least this is what was held by those and people that invest in this country, fabulous amounts of money. She became a billionaire at the age of 32, and now everything seems to have fallen apart. And she was taken to court by investors, and the judge told her that she couldn't go into a laboratory for 2 years, which is kind of a problem because as a blood testing company, all of the work is done in the labs, and if you're running it and you can't go into a laboratory, I'd say that would signal a problem, wouldn't you? Under the circumstances.
Think so.
Yeah. And apparently the blood test, well, at least the Wall Street Journal started a hatchet job on her. And I don't know whether it's real or whether it was made up, because the Wall Street Journal is certainly capable of doing a hatchet job on people, as are other news media outlets, if they want to do you in. I always cite the famous, the best example I can think of, frankly, and even though it's not popular, the Time magazine article and front page focus on religious outfit now here in Los Angeles. Where did that go? Right on Tom Cruise and
Scientology.
And I'm not here to protect Scientology, but the way the Time magazine article positioned all the information, you knew it had to come from someone who was close to the inside. And what it was basically a pejorative takeoff on folks that Scientology goes after, mainly big drug companies, and it seems that the people sitting on the board of trustees of Time Warner at the time had a lot of drug stuff. If you looked at the board of directors of Time Warner and you looked at the board of directors of Eli Lilly, for example, you'd see some similar names, because Scientology was always taking shots at the drug companies. This was a good way for them to discredit Scientology. Not that they couldn't do enough on their own to discredit themselves, but this was a real shot, and everybody thought, my God, why is Time taking this approach? And then when you dig around enough, you can see what the motivation was. And so I say that with regard to the Wall Street Journal. I got to wonder who some of their advertisers are that are in the same business that compete with Ms. Holmes. At any rate, all of this stuff got to work on her, and the testing that was done suggested that maybe the blood test, as it was described, didn't work. So the regulators came in from Washington. She promised to do a better job. That didn't happen. Walgreens, which was her biggest partner, got out. And so, you know, she's trying to keep the company going, but she can't. If she can't go into a laboratory, it's like me not being able to. I'm the host of the radio program, but I can't go into a radio studio. Do we feel sorry for her or not? What do you think?
No.
No. Okay.
No, I don't. Yeah,
I'm just wondering how you look at this.
I mean, I guess I feel a little sorry just on a human level, because, you know, I mean, humans are human.
Well, did they take off after her because she's a young, attractive woman, 32 years of age, who's a billionaire?
Yeah, but there are some ethical violations here, so, right? I mean,
there are. Have they been proven?
That's where we have to see. If they're proven, then I wouldn't really feel sorry because they're violations.
Right, no.
But if not, then, you know, of course.
I think a lot more has to come out still for me to have a strong opinion either way. I mean, yes, if someone works hard and builds a company and then it falls apart, sure. But, you know, I mean, sometimes you build a company that's based on a pack of lies, then no, I don't feel sorry for you.
Yeah. Well, there are those companies that have good PR.
Yeah.
They made a lot of money, and there was nothing to them except smoke and mirrors. You see a lot of that. Speaking of smoke and mirrors, it appears that Theresa May is going to be the next prime minister in England, because Andrea Leadsom pulled out of the race over the weekend to run the Conservative Party. So now Theresa May will be in charge. What does that do, if anything, to all the problems of Brexit? You notice how Brexit and what's going on in Europe and the money thing, has it been pushed out of the way by our national headlines in our country? Yeah, but when's the last time you saw anything about Brexit? It was like this time last week, right?
Yeah.
And then the shooting started and all bets were off.
It went away, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
well,
not for them. I mean, for the Brits, obviously, they're number
one
concern.
If you look at the stock market results as of Friday, the market, I think, hit an all-time, or not an all-time, but an annual high for this year. It went down quickly and back up quickly, and the Asian markets are doing more or less the same thing. But like a lot of other things, you know, you get quick attention, quick in, quick out, and you wonder, okay, whatever happened to the rest of the information that we want to know, and you never get the rest of the information. I find that to be one of the distractions of the news media. Why can't we get follow-up? Why don't we have more information? Is it up to you to follow up if you really care about stuff? And as an example of that, I came across a profile of Kevin O'Leary. Everybody know who Kevin O'Leary is?
No.
No.
No. Yes, you do.
I do?
Both of you do. Absolutely,
okay.
Both of you do.
Yeah. Who is he?
Kevin O'Leary is Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah.
Bald guy that sits in the middle?
Sure, yeah.
Always is. He's really nasty.
And so there was a profile that was done. People, you know, again, because he is the way he is, he makes himself a target of people who don't like his attitude.
Right.
So if you go
back,
he
probably likes it a little, don't you think?
Well, I'm not sure he likes this. The story that I saw was quite a. It was in the National Observer, quite an extensive overview of his career. What he started, where he started, the Business News Network, he had a program on that, had a show called Dragon's Den, he has he did a show on, he's from Canada originally, show, the first show he did was Lang and O'Leary Exchange, where he talked about funds, he started his own fund, the O'Leary Fund, he brought in $1.5 billion in assets. He was touted as being an investing whiz when, in fact, he'd hired a fellow named Conor O'Brien, a Wall Street investment banker, to run the fund. He never had anything to do with it except he took all the credit until the fund lost half of its value almost overnight, and then he went to try to hide. What happened to the $800 million? The demise of the O'Leary funds was what basically this article was written about, because somebody wanted to do a hatchet job on this guy, not unlike what people want to do regarding Ms. Holmes or others. When you want to do something, you can always find guys like him or women like her that's active. I mean, I could have somebody could do a hatchet job on me if they wanted to, or I'm sure anybody else that has any kind of visibility, you can always find the stuff that is distracting.
Do you ask for it when you name yourself Mr. Wonderful?
Well, maybe, yeah, to a point. He has done a lot of things that have really annoyed people. He's been mean on Shark Tank, some people say. He was born in Montreal in 1954. What he started out in life was wanting to be a photographer, but his folks insisted he go to business school. And then from there, he started some businesses. He seemed to have an acumen for running things, or at least finding companies that were good acquisition targets. So he would get people who had money to invest, and that's how he got started. And he invested people's money in Mattel. A lot of people put money into the Learning Channel, and then that thing fell apart. I mean, there's a whole sordid thing as I look through all the information that's here. He's been sued more times than you can count, and in general, he seems to revel in being mean and getting sued. I don't know, a number of people I know who are like that. He's been on a lot of television programs, and this particular article in the National Observer labels him as ignorant. Now, I don't know that I would say a guy who's been able to be as successful as he has been, whether he does it straightforwardly or whether he's a crook. I don't think he's ignorant. I don't see that about. I may see some other things.
Yeah, you can question motivations about, or whatever, yeah, but you can't. Right. They're smart enough, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, there are a few stories about the people who've come to Shark Tank seeking money who partnered with him. I don't know that, you know, I watch the show with some regularity, frankly, and I don't see him partnering with as many people as the others do. I think the woman real estate person from New York partners with more people than anybody else. I think the two women do, but Hershovic, if that's how you pronounce his name, he seems to partner and do well. It's a very interesting phenomenon. Anyway, he's got supposedly his assets are $5 billion. So he says. You know who he reminds me of? Donald Trump.
Trump?
Yep. That's who he reminds me of. When I look at O'Leary, I think of Donald Trump.
But then it would be Make America Wonderful again, and I don't know if that works as well.
I think part of this stuff, the reason I brought this up is because he's somebody a lot of people know, and because he could be the victim of a hatchet job in the National Observer, because he's just active. He does lots of stuff. Has he got more successes and failures? Yeah. Otherwise, he wouldn't be where he was. Same thing for Donald Trump. I think you can say a lot of things about him trying. It's like like a person who's been married three or four times and they try again. They keep trying. The person who, in Trump's case, has a brand, wants to apply to as many things as possible. You keep throwing it against the wall and see what sticks.
Business failures, I never hold against people because at least they try, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, not every business is successful, and I think that's a shared American experience, is when you get an idea for something, for a business, and you try it, and maybe it fails, but you keep going, and maybe the next time it's successful. I think those are actually those are the stories that matter, I think. They're a shared common experience for Americans.
I think people are jealous of those who get ahead or who work hard, or they're just smart. That's why I said I don't know. This article described him as being ignorant. I don't see him being ignorant at all. I think he's got an interesting twist on reality, but I think he's actually quite a smart cookie. Not maybe cut out of the same cloth or pattern that I am. I don't like that approach to things, but in some circles it seems to work. So more power to him, as they say. 46 after the hour.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I'm Bob Garrigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Imagine this scenario. A man walks into a hospital with chest pains and fears the worst. The doctor orders a blood test, and it shows no elevated enzymes that would indicate a heart attack. However, the patient urges additional testing, and after some more expensive tests, the final diagnosis is indigestion. According to surveys, doctors say they routinely order more tests than are clinically needed for two main reasons: to eliminate patient anxiety and to avoid being sued. Ordering these extra tests is called defensive medicine, and it comes with a huge price tag. Even with the Affordable Care Act, insurance premiums are expected to rise an average of about 10% next year in metropolitan areas, in large part because of defensive medicine. Let's be fair. If we're going to bring sanity to healthcare spending and cut insurance rates, wasteful spending has to be eliminated. A nonpartisan group called Patients for Fair Compensation has developed a plan that would replace this broken system with a new one. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
In 1 minute, we can help make your life a little better. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Life is full of problems. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith hopes you'll focus on a problem you're eager to solve.
I don't tell you who you want to be. The goal is to help you become the person you want to be. Our mission in life is to make a positive difference, not to prove how smart we are. So you have to ask yourself, am I going to make a positive difference? If you are, go for it. And if you're not, why are you dealing with it? Most of our lives are wasted on things where we're not going to make a difference anyway. Put your energy into something you can do something about, not something you cannot do something about.
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's travel time now on our get-together, and in that position to help us with travel is Pauline Fromer from the Fromers.com website. Fromer's travel guides are something that is absolutely, positively mandatory when you're making travel plans this summer. We're going to talk about some well, the usual stories about where the travel bargains are, maybe an app or two, and my experience getting a known traveler number. That's up next here.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy, cheap psychological trick that will have your kid begging for a bath? Well, it's tough getting many a kid tubbed and scrubbed, but fortunately, there's a way to get the kid in the tub every day. Here's the developmental science of it. Try theme baths. This is a good way to handle reluctant bathers. You know, you could make a toy fishing pole and let your kid pretend to catch rubber fish, but please, no real hooks. Or how about silly bath night? Still, one of my favorites. Not only use lots of bubble bath and silly string, but blow bubbles too. And then there's water balloon bath night. What's the cheap psychological trick? Make bathing fun with theme nights, and then as they get into the routine of the bath, the fun bath can turn into just one night a week. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, with Turntable, you're a DJ playing music in a social room of choice. Fun idea, full of bugs. Needs Facebook to work? Turntable.
Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
55 past the hour. Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer Travel Guides at Frommers.com. So I'm going tomorrow to Los Angeles, and I just got my boarding pass. And I was at the beginning. It says when you're entering in all the information, Pauline, your known traveler number. And I don't have mine yet, even though I got in line and decided I would get it because I haven't been getting TSA PreCheck. Most of the time I was getting it before, and then it seemed to stop. And so as I got my boarding pass, I noticed, Tom, that I don't have a known traveler number, but I still get TSA PreCheck, which is the first time I've gotten it without being in that group for a long, long time. So you just scratch your head and wonder, is there any rhyme or reason to this on either side? But you know as well as I do, lots and lots of people are opting to pay the tax. That's what I refer to. I think it's an $85 tax. And this whole thing has been contrived by the TSA or the government to get more money out of us.
Problems. Unfortunately, they need to get the money out of us because Congress hasn't been giving it to them. And a lot of people wanted safer security at airports, so they're between a rock and a hard place, to my mind.
But do we have? I think you and I have talked about this, and I don't want to make it a big debate. It's travel theater. It isn't that we really.
I disagree. I disagree.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes. I mean, look at the facts. There have been no major attacks launched from an airport in the United States. Mm-hmm. Is that just a coincidence? You may think so. I don't.
Yeah. I see all of those bags that get through.
Other things.
When you go, the guns and knives and all that other stuff. I just think
it's not a perfect system. Obviously not. I mean, they've been underfunded by Congress since the very beginning. But what do you want? Do you want no system? Do you want privatized? The privatization hasn't worked in many areas. I don't think it would help here. I'd rather have people there trying to check bags and trying to keep me safe than not.
Well, I would like that too. I don't think we have an argument. I just like to have the people that are working there well-trained and efficient. I don't see that. I see lots of people standing around talking to each other and not efficiently working the lines. I know my own experience.
That's why you need to talk to your congressperson and say, we need to pay these people a good amount of money so that we can get better people. Right now, we're losing 100 TSA agents per week. It's such a lousy job because people treat them like the enemy, and they're being badly paid. The 100 per week are quitting. So how do we keep a good trained force in place when you have that kind of attrition? It's impossible.
We don't have good management. Most government agencies are not well run. For whatever the reason, we don't seem to find people.
The reason is lack of money. Yeah. You cannot have a well-trained force if you don't pay them well.
I think that management,
it's easy to underfund something and then say government doesn't work because it's not working. It's not working because it's underfunded.
All right. You and I can agree to disagree. It's okay. We're all friends. All right, Pauline, thank you. Pauline Frommer, Frommer's Travel Guides.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.